Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
I don't know why, but I want one. An Ohio company has created what it describes as the first ever flamethrower-wielding robot dog, and its name is Therminator. Throwflame, a Cleveland-based company known for making and selling flamethrowers, says Therminator can shoot flames up to 30 feet, has Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connections, a one-hour battery life. That is awesome. I don't know what I'd use it for, but I want a flamethrower dog. Come here, baby. Come here. What you got for me? Good dog. Good dog. Come here. Who's it? No, turn the other way. Turn the other way. Yeah. Go that way. Go that way. Good dog. I want that. I don't know what you'd use it for. Now, they claim that you can use it for snow and ice removal. Uh-huh. Or it can help prevent wildfires and be used for ecological conservation. Okay. So, there's a wildfire coming. And you're going to run out with your dog, with your flamethrower Therminator. And you're going to start the brake line. I get it. I see that. But it only costs $9,420. That's it. That's all it costs. I promise you, now, we're going to have Therminator fires all over America. It's going to be, well, it's not going to be awesome, especially if I get one. I'm going to have it out back, and it's going to be, who's a good little dog? And I'm going to face it towards over that way, away from me, and then I'm going to fire. Whoa, calm down, baby. Come here, calm down. Who's a good little dog? No, go easy. There you go. Who's a good little dog? Who's a good little puppy? You are. Yes, you are. Because, you know, after a couple of those, you know what happens? It's all burning. The whole thing, the neighborhood's going down. And you might as well just pick up your little Therminator, carry him in the house, and set him down. I don't know what happened. I was out back, and the next thing I know, the neighbor's fence, porch, and house was on fire. I don't know what happened. It was that's a little something from me to you. That's something I want. So if you're, I don't have the $9,420 to spend on Therminator, but if you'd like to send me one, I'm happy to accept the package. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. So our man Harvey Weinstein, you know him, you love him, or do you? A New York appeals court has voted 4-3 to overturn the 2020 rape conviction. Wow. So they are ordering a new trial. Will there be one? I don't know. Harvey now has to be moved to California because he's in New York and he was convicted also in California in 2022 for 16 years. So while this case gets overturned and they're ordering either a new trial or it goes away, he still has the sentence in California. So he's moving from New York to California. The 2020 trial, and we talked about this, oh my gosh, when it was ongoing, what purpose these other women testifying in the case of the sexual misconduct stuff why would they be allowed to testify? Because they really didn't have anything to do with this case. It was just, you know, a prejudicial testimony. And that's what the judges said. Oh, yeah, no. These allegations were not included in the assault charges. Their involvement and the harassment had reached a statute of limitations. The testimony was prejudiced the jury against Weinstein. Yeah, that's exactly right. So the face, the centerpiece of the hashtag MeToo movement, Harvey Weinstein. Well, he's still in prison, and he's not leaving prison for a while because he's just moving. He's moving on up from New York to California. But the New York case, have a nice day. We're throwing it out. You go ahead and get him a new trial, or you don't try him at all and you just don't do it again. I'd be surprised if they don't do it again because it's kind of a slap in their face. But, who knows? They might just say, look, he's already going to be in prison for 16 years. He's 72 now. He's not well. I mean, is he going to make the 16 years? Probably just to piss you Me Too people off. He'll be out of jail in 16 years, and he'll walk out in roll out in his wheelchair and his oxygen tank and his ding-dongs and whatever candy bars he has with him. And I think they were Twix bars that they were taking away from him in L.A. And then you'll be so mad because Harvey will just be, good to be with you. This is second, I got to have my Twix bar. It'll be awesome. It'll be awesome. So, yeah, they'll probably try him again. Then, speaking of trials, oh, my gosh. We have the Trump trial going on. And I know I'm not going to get into the whole Trump thing. I got you. Don't worry about it. I can't right now. But they've got David Pecker on the stand. David Pecker from the National Enquirer. Now, okay, so what he's testifying to or has testified to is interesting. He's talked about how he bought a bunch of stories that he would just kill about Schwarzenegger and Tiger Woods, and he and Arnold had a deal, and I guess Tiger and Mark Wahlberg had a deal, any kind of stories. He testified that when Schwarzenegger announced his run for California governor in 2003, more than 30 women came forward to the magazine claiming affairs of or sexual harassment against Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I mean, at the time he was still married to Maria and doing the housekeeper because he had a kid with the housekeeper. So, who knows if he's got any more kids out there, but he testified that he spent, hundreds of thousands of dollars buying all these stories. And then he would just, make them go away. And Schwarzenegger had a deal with the magazine to make that happen. Now, is it interesting? Yes. Is it interesting? He testified that during the campaign, Trump and him and whoever else came up with the story about Ted Cruz's dad and Castro and all that. Okay, so we knew, while it wasn't proven, we did know that it was all BS at the time. Okay. So, but it has nothing to do with what Trump is on trial for. Why are we even, what does it matter that this happened? Plus, I don't know if you know this. I'm not an attorney, although I play one often. But I will say, I may have been in a courtroom once or twice. However, I will say that making up stories about people isn't a crime. Okay? It's not a crime. It's okay. You've been done before. People have made up stories about people during campaigns, and it happens. It happens. So I have no idea why it matters, but because it's Trump and Harvey Weinstein, it matters. Oh, did I mention that the U.S. Justice Department announced that it's going to pay $139 million to settle the claims of the 139 women over the FBI's mishandling of sexual abuse allegations against the former Team USA gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar? Huh. That is weird. The settlement from the U.S. Justice Department comes a little bit over 2 years after the group of women, including Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles and many others. And we saw their testimony in front of Congress, which was just, I don't know what word describes it, but horrific and amazing at the same time. So the lawsuits followed the 2021 Justice Department report that found the FBI's offices in Indianapolis and Los Angeles failed to adequately respond to allegations against Nassar in 2015 and 2016. Nassar was arrested in 2016 after a separate investigation by Michigan State University, go Spartans, where he was employed. Nassar has been serving a de facto life sentence for multiple convictions of sexually abusing athletes under his care. What this guy did was deplorable. But, I mean, they've already paid out, like, I don't know, over $1 billion by various institutions to settle claims against Nassar. So this is just a new Justice Department saying, yeah, you know, gosh darn it, we didn't do our jobs. Here's $139 million. Okay, so shut your face, because we're giving, I mean, money cannot bring back what was lost from this guy, what this guy took from you. It just can't. But go ahead and have it, you know, try. Here you go. Here's $1 million each. You can try. All right. I know it's bad. It's horrific. It's terrible, but go ahead and try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Be sure to follow me on my social media sites at JeffyJFR on X, Jeff Fisher Radio on Instagram and Facebook. You can follow me on my YouTube channel, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. You can order a cameo from me at JeffyJFR on Cameo. That's the Cameo app, and I think it's Jeff Fisher on the Cameo website. And that's not free, unlike this podcast. You know, it still remains free. Thank you for subscribing to Chewing the Fat. And remember, if you're listening to this, podcast and you're not a subscriber, you need to subscribe. Okay, it's not costing everything. Everybody likes free stuff. Nobody likes a freeloader. Don't be listening to my podcast on one of your friends' platforms and then you just slide off like you don't have to subscribe. No, we don't like freeloaders. All right. But the Cameo is not free. So when you order a Cameo, you know, Cameo gets their cut, and I get a cut. I'm like, Cameo's like my pimp. And, you know, they just tell me what you want. I do it, and everybody gets their cut. That's the way. Everybody's happy. That's the way it works. And you can always email the show, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Now, I will say, I was thinking about this flamethrower dog, okay? I can't get this out of my head. So if I were to, like, I can't afford the flamethrower now. That's just a waste of money. No, you know, just under $10,000 for the flamethrower. However, if I were to win the lottery, you know, would I buy a flamethrower? That would not be the first thing on my list, but I will say that the lotto is starting to climb back up there again, making it worthwhile. Maybe you might want to buy a ticket, because I see where tonight, well, if you're listening live, today is the 26th of April, 2024. So tonight, Mega Millions has a $228 million jackpot with a $103.4 million cash payout. And then tomorrow, Powerball has a drawing for a $149 million jackpot with $68.8 million cash payout. So again, the flamethrower dog would not be my first purchase coming out of winning the lotto. It now, however, would be on the list. No question. And don't be trying to con the lotto. I see where a Florida couple recently met with the state lotto in Florida, and they were trying to scam the lottery. They apparently won a 500X, the cash scratch-off ticket, grand prize $1 million. So they filled out the back portion of the ticket. And, you know, of course, that's a disclaimer. Any falsifications on the ticket can result in criminal prosecution. Yeah, we know. And so apparently they had two separate tickets that they taped together. Then they laminated it. And then they put the two tickets, they scratched them off and got the numbers showing that they were the $1 million winner. And they expected Florida Lotto to pay it out. They did not. Sorry about that. You're going to be arrested now. So don't do that. Don't do that. You want the real thing. Like, for instance, let's say you've got some work to do around the house. And you want to plant some trees. You want to plant some shrubs. You want the real thing. And if you're like me, you don't necessarily want to go to the, you know, to the shrubbery store. No. You know where you go? Fast Growing Trees. Fast Growing Trees, the biggest online nursery in the U.S. More than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers right here in the U.S., of which I am one. They have everything you could possibly want. Fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. You can find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days, which is sweet. I ordered some shrubs. We're out front, and I felt like I had just ordered them, and they were at my front door already. And it's awesome. They have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee. They offer free plant consultation. It's fantastic. What's nice about it, too, is you get to, you know, if you need some help, they can help you out, but the website sets it up for you. So, you know, you go to the fastgrowingtrees.com and you can, you know, you type in where you live and they tell you, okay, well, guess what? That particular plant's not going to grow well where you live. All right. You may like it and it might look good, but it's not going to look good in your backyard because it'll be dead because it won't live there. So, but you need to order something else. Look, right now, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. Listeners to this show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code Jeffy at checkout. An additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code Jeffy at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code Jeffy. Now, just remember, the offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply, so get there and get it taken care of today. FastGrowingTrees.com, code Jeffy. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. So just when you thought that, wow, it's been 20 years since Johnny Cash died, and you're not going to get any new music from Johnny Cash, you would be wrong. You'd be wrong. There's a new Johnny Cash album coming out with never-before-heard tracks from the legend. It's called The Songwriter. It's going to be released June 28th, and it contains 11 unreleased songs the late country star wrote and recorded back in 1993. Now, at that time, he ended up shelving them. Now, they say in this story, to hawk the album, that you know, he met with producer Rick Rubin, and the two instead opted to focus on their musical partnership. Did they? Or did they just say, Johnny, these songs need to be put on a shelf, okay? I mean, you're great and everything, but these songs are no good. And so he put them on a shelf and just threw them away. So it's being produced by John Carter Cash, the son of Johnny, and June Carter Cash. They don't need the money. What are we doing this for? The two stripped the songs back to just Johnny's powerful, pristine vocals and acoustic guitar. Okay. According to either John or June, because it says here, according to Carter Cash, so I'm not sure which one speaking here, I wanted it to be songs that mostly people hadn't heard, and that paid close attention to who he was as a songwriter and who he was as an American voice. One of the most important focuses in the past 10 years is to give history the opportunity to notice him as the great writer he is. And I want to put that in the forefront. His writing voice specifically is a certain voice. So is his regular voice. And I think if America wants to know their history, there's a good place to look. See, that's where you're wrong. America does not want to know their history. But you got something to look forward to. His new Johnny Carter album coming out. Just when you thought, oh, you don't have to worry about new Johnny Cash songs. No, there is a new Johnny Cash album coming out. Yay. So I guess this site still exists, The Onion. Since Babylon Bee came into existence, pretty much put The Onion off people's minds, but it's still there, and it now has a new owner. The media CEO Jim Spanfeller announced that we sold it to a Chicago-based company. A company comprised of four digital media veterans with a profound love for The Onion and comedy-based content. Okay, well, good. I hope we turn it around. The company is called Global Tetrahedron. TETRAHEDRON.
Tetrahedron.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Tetrahedron.
That's what I said. Global
Tetrahedron.
Yeah, good for them. So they, that's awesome, and good luck, and I hope it all works out for everyone. No, really, I do. Don't look at me like that. I do. I'm just saying that since the Babylon Bee came around, The Onion kind of, oh yeah, they're still over there, and I didn't even know that they were still over there. Now I do. Thanks to the new company who purchased them, Global
Tetrahedron.
Exactly. So last week on 420, you know, the big celebration day, 420, which was, man, who didn't love having 420, and then you have the time 420 twice on the actual day of 420. Man, who was not celebrating? Because I was. Okay, so just let me tell you, I missed what our vice president, Kamala Harris, she put out on X. This is a second. She put out on X. This stuff is pretty good, actually. That's me, not her. She put out on X. Nobody should have to go to jail for smoking weed. I should just stop right there because, man, I agree. We must continue to change our nation's approach to marijuana while reforming the justice system so it finally lives up to its name. Right on, Kamala. Right on. Now, sure, you know, when she was in California throwing all kinds of people in jail for marijuana, I guess we're just going to forget about that because, you know, times have changed and we all evolve, right? You know what I'm saying? So, never mind. it's all right. I threw a couple thousand people in jail for it. Well, you know, but that's it now, because I'm all for it. I'm all for it now. So, that's good, right? That's good, right? Right. So, earlier this week, I saw, and you probably saw it as well, the airline, the Lufthansa flight from Frankfurt to Los Angeles, having a rough landing as it landed at LAX, and it's bouncing off the runway, and you know, it was a rough landing, and the 747-8, a Boeing, so it had to be, you know, I'm sure it was Boeing's fault, because everything is Boeing's fault now. They said that it was bouncing off the runway, attempting to land again before taking off and circling around the airport, and then finally landing safely after the second attempt. And you know, look, I've been on planes before where you're looking like you're going to land, and the pilot pulls up and says, "We're going around, and we're going to land on the other side of the airport because it's too dangerous here." And I'm like, "Thank you, appreciate it. You're the man." Or woman. Sorry, I don't mean to judge. And so let's make it happen. So anyway, you know how you're driving down the interstate and you see cars are in, you're in your city, you know, in your towns, in your municipalities, in your townships, wherever you live. And they have the student driver stickers on the cars. And it says, you know, please be patient with us. And a student driver on board, please be patient. Now, I was thinking about getting one just for myself, just to drive around with so that I could just do whatever the hell I wanted. And people are like, "Oh, it's just a student driver." I don't have anybody I'm a student driving with, but I need the sticker on my car just to say that I'm a student driver. So anyway, apparently, they claim that flight LH456 had 326 passengers, 19 crew members, and it was referred to as a training flight. So I didn't see any stickers on the, when I watched the video of the plane bouncing off the runway, I didn't see any stickers. Hey, a student pilot on board, please bear with us. I didn't see that. Plus, do we always have training flights with 326 passengers? I don't know. I'm just asking questions out of the story that we're being told. Now, was it weather related? Was it a training session? Did the pilot say, "Hey, you got this. I don't care what happens, you got this," and just let it happen? Let the trainee bounce it off the runway. Can't get it landed. All right, just take us back up. Bring it around. You're gonna land this thing. Today's your day. You're gonna figure out how to land this Lufthansa 747, boy. It's gonna happen today. We're doing it. I don't care where we're at. And then we just caught it on video. I don't know. I just find it interesting that we see it on video, and then it's a training flight. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. Why don't you just shut up? All right, it's a training flight. Okay. And speaking of Boeing, kind of ties into Boeing a little, because I see where Southwest Airlines is going to end service to 4 airports at the end of this year. And they're going to do 2,000 less employees. Wow. They claim that they're going to stop service at George Bush International Airport. That's in Houston. Bellingham International Airport in Bellingham, Washington. Syracuse Hancock International Airport, Syracuse, New York. And Cozumel International Airport in Cozumel Island in Mexico. The company said it lost $231 million. And is that 23-1? Or I guess, no, it's not 23 million. It's 231 million in quarter one, and is dealing with delays in getting new planes from Boeing. So we're not getting any new planes from Boeing. Boeing is still, you know, questionable. And so the airlines are like, you know what? We're just going to stop going to Bellingham. I don't know. I'm bummed out for the people in Bellingham. I am. But, I mean, you know, the biggest one, I guess, is George Bush. It's still Southwest flies here at DFW out of Love International. And I think they had a deal with Love. And I don't know if that deal, I think it's exclusive with Love now. It was some kind of strange deal that Love had with DFW International. So I'm not sure if they fly into DFW anymore. It's just a weird thing that they've got going on here in DFW. And, you know, the DFW airport, speaking of that, you know, I've talked about them before. And I'm going to get pissed at them again while I'm thinking about it. Because they ripped me off. The one toll lady stole money from me. That's documented. I told you that story. And, I mean, you can barely drive by the airport without them digging money out of your account, because we all have their little stickers for to be able to drive in the toll lanes, and you can go into the airport. They don't let you on the property. Boop. We're charging you money. You can't drop someone off. You can't pick someone up without, boop, we're charging money out of your account. It's agonizing. I don't know how it's legal, but it is. So I see where Haiti, their Grand Poobah, I'm sorry, the Prime Minister, has resigned. All right, now he's been locked out of the country. He hasn't been allowed back in the country, or he isn't certainly going back into the country. And so he's now resigned. Does that put Barbecue in charge? Is that the head gang guy in Haiti, the Barbecue? Is he the man now? Is he running the whole thing? Wow. So he resigns, and let's see, that's the new transitional council. Yeah, that's run by Barbecue. That's run by the gang leader. The new transitional council was sworn in to choose a prime minister and cabinet. His outgoing cabinet chose economy and finance minister Michael Patrick Bossuet as interim prime minister. Yeah, good luck. It was not immediately clear when the transitional council would name its own choice. Well, what's up with Barbecue? Are we just thinking we're not giving him any love? He'll burn that place down, man. What are we talking about? You got to give Barbecue some love. So we'll see if the transitional council is actually a Haitian solution. But I don't think it is. Because it wasn't too long ago, we had news of Barbecue telling his gang to burn it down. So when your little transitional council shows up and says, "Excuse me, Barbecue, we're in charge now," I don't want to speak on behalf of Barbecue, but I'll just say this for him: no, you're not. Remember back in January when we talked about this principal in Maryland making these racially charged remarks, and he was talking about blacks and Jewish teachers and students, and they obviously took him out of office as the principal, and he's been not working, and he said he denied it all along, saying that that's not me, I don't know what is going on here, but that's not me. Well, we just finished up the investigation. It wasn't him. It was just an AI voice. And apparently there was another teacher that was pissed because they were coming after him. He had just given money to his friends saying, "Oh yeah, he's a coach here at the school," and gave him some money. And they were like, "No. You went directly to payroll. You bypassed all this stuff. You can't be doing that." So he was pissed. And he came up with this recording. Now, he's been arrested, I guess, now. But they claim that another teacher, a friend of his, was the teacher that he gave it to, knowing that that teacher would give it to the one student who made it go viral and we all found out about it. So I don't know if we're going to do anything to the teacher or what's happening with that, but now they're saying, yeah, that was fake, and everything's fine. We've done a forensic analysis of the recording, and we came to the same conclusion that the audio recording was not genuine and contained AI generated content. Now what do we do now? Well, Baltimore County officials who rushed to condemn him, what a horrible person he was for saying these horrible things, even after he said, "Yo, innocent until proven guilty." Not in America, my friends. Not in America. Wait, that's an American thing. Yeah, no, not anymore. You are innocent. Well, never. If we accuse you of something, you're guilty. But so now, They said all these bad things about him, and they kicked him out, and they'll get out of here. And so they said now, the Baltimore County Public School officials, which I'm sure they're great, the superintendent, Miriam Rogers, who I don't think was the superintendent at the time that this happened, not positive about that. I'm unable to get into specific personnel details. Why? Why? We know the story. Tell us what happened. We're exploring administrative changes given the immense impact of this incident on the Pikesville High School community and local, national, international coverage. Oh, okay. So what are you going to do? Well, they don't say. We're just working on it. You know what? We're working on it. We're working. We're going to figure out something. Apparently now he is... They don't know if he's going to return to the school or not. For sure, he's not returning until the end of the year. I don't know that he could go back. I mean, they've destroyed him. And now he could come back and say, you know, it wasn't real. It wasn't me. You know, I guess, do the kids believe you? Probably. Hey, you know, who knows? I mean, that's tough. That's a tough spot for them to be in. They ought to just say, here's a bunch of money. Go away. That's probably what's going to happen. Here's a bunch of money. We're sorry. Gosh darn it, man. Next time somebody says some racist, awful things about black people and Jewish people at our schools. And by the way, how far have we come? We still can't say bad things about black people, but you can still say bad things about Jewish people now. So he'd be all right. Now, the Jewish thing, yeah, we don't care about that anymore. Man, we hate those Jews today. 6 months ago? No. Man, we liked them back then. Anyway, so we'll see what happens. But just know that the Baltimore County Public School officials are there on it. They are on it. They are exploring administrative changes. That's great. Well, it's Friday, so it's time for what's being called America's favorite game show, What's the Lie? What's the Lie? Where contestants try to decipher the lie from four, count them, one, two, three, four headlines. One of them is not true, thus that's where we get What's the Lie. Our contestant today, Karen Argerstein. Now, if she wins, not only will she get to come back for another round, she'll win a Talking Sense Jeffy Blue Freshie. For more information, you can go to the Talking Sense Facebook group and find the Freshie scent and design just for you. Also, if you or someone you love would like to be a contestant on What's the Lie, you can email the show, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Karen, welcome to What's the Lie. How are you?
Well, I'm good. Thank you, Jeffy.
Now, I'm fantastic. Now, I know you're coming on board here. Now, your husband, I believe, was a two-time champion here on What's the Lie. Is that correct?
I'm sorry? Four.
Oh, he did three. He did three, then almost four. Okay, back on down with your attitude with me. Okay, I got it. Okay, it wasn't two; it was three. I do remember he was a returning champion. So, are you trying to show him up? Is that what we're doing here now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what you got. I know. Listen, I know you're busy. I know you're busy out there hawking, trying to sell houses. You know,
I needed a break. So.
How's it going? Are you selling a few?
Yeah, I've got a lot of leads.
Are you a member of the American Realtor Association?
National Association of Realtors, but yeah.
That's what I said. That's what I meant.
Yeah, you did say that.
It's the same thing. Same thing. American Realtors, National Realtors, same thing. You know, people are trying to sell houses. People. Yeah, so it's going... Apparently you're not. I mean, it's just I've got a few leads. I mean, I'm not your boss. I'm not your boss, but I've got leads.
People are scared. They're scared with the interest rates and stuff like that, but they're talking. They're at least talking to me now still.
Okay, good.
So that's good.
Yeah,
that's
always good. That is. All right, well, I hope that people get less scared. Oh, that's funny. I'm making myself laugh. Oh, wait, I'm digressing away from What's the Lie. Let's get back to What's the Lie. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All righty. All right. Four headlines, one not real. What's the lie? Headline number one. Biden's new chopper has been demoted after scorching White House lawn. Headline number two. Harry Styles' stalker jailed for sending him 8,000 cards a month. Headline number three. Ultramarathon runners from Kenya now say a broken finger is the best hack for running long distances. Headline number four. You can now buy a flame-throwing robot dog for under $10,000. Those are your four headlines. Headline number one, Biden's new chopper has been demoted after scorching White House lawn. Headline number two, Harry Styles' stalker jailed for sending him 8,000 cards in a month. Headline number three, ultramarathon runners from Kenya now say a broken finger is the best hack for running long distances. Headline number four, you can buy a flame-throwing robot dog for under $10,000. Those are your four headlines. Karen, what is the lie?
Well, I know about that scary dog that throws fire out of its mouth. That's a little, so I know that's true.
And we talked about that earlier on the podcast. You have not heard that yet, but we did talk about that earlier on the podcast. So
okay.
I gave you a free one.
I saw it on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't need the attitude. I mean, I talked about it on my show, but go ahead.
It's scary, man.
I know. Nothing but time for you, Karen. Nothing but time.
I get down to brass tacks. I know an ultra runner. Like, he runs like 100 miles at a time.
Right.
He never mentioned to me that a broken finger.
Is he from Kenya?
Huh?
Is he from Kenya?
No, he's not from Kenya,
well.
But I'm going to say that's probably not just a Kenyan thing that they're trying to say. So I'm going to go with that one.
You would be
never mention that.
You would be 100% correct. That's right. Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. So now, you know, you've only got a couple more to go to catch up to hubby and, you know, prove your point. So we'll see how it goes, but congratulations for winning on What's the Lie, and thank you for listening to What's the Lie. What's the Lie is a subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. All information is probably accurate at the time of recording. CTF, WTL, MMXX, IV. Karen, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I mean, we'll see you next week here on What's the Lie.
Yep. That sounds good. I'll see if I can at least equal this one.
All right.
Right. Get a second one.
Yes, it would. I mean, for you.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.